The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Sue Ann, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. The show is dedicated to your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to help improve your mental wellness environment. I'm Art Silva, and our show is brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency serving the Siouxland community. Joining me today is my colleague and co-host, Brenda Geisinger, Chief Operating Officer at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. How about you?
Well, I'm okay. You know, we're going to talk about family vacations today.
You're ready to go.
That's something foreign to us at work, you know. But anyhow, we're going to talk about it. And, you know, August is a popular month for vacations. You know, in Europe, some countries, they take the entire month of August for vacation. Try to go to a restaurant then. I mean, but they take the whole month. Well, this is a good segue for today's show. So would you introduce our guest and topic, please?
Today we have Christy Spicer, a therapist at Family Services. She's also licensed in play therapy. She's been with us numerous times and I think kind of an expert on vacations. She has traveled quite the distance numerous times with her husband and with various family members. So we're going to talk about going on that trip.
Family. What's the old saying with family? I don't know if it still applies, but after 3 days, family and fish start to smell the same, you know, after a while. I say that because you got to manage that, or else it's just, you're out of here, you know, one of those kind of deals. But, you know, let's talk about this because I think they're essential to get a chance to get away for a while. So with that, let's define family vacation. Christy?
Yeah, so I think family vacations can mean lots of different things for different people, but I kind of wanted to make sure we put out there that we can think about going on a family vacation as with the people you are used to living with, right? So that can be thought of as a family vacation. But also we can go on family vacations with some extended family members. So those are family that we are maybe not used to living with or used to living with all the time. I know Brenda has adult children, so she remembers what it's like to live with them, but most of them aren't living with her full time any longer. So going on a family vacation with them is going to feel different now as compared to when they were younger. But that's also a family vacation too. So just can kind of mean some different folks and you can be used to each other or not used to each other when you go.
Well, Brenda, since you have older children, I'm going to ask you, do you guys know the family vacation theme song? 99 bottles of beer in the wall. 99 bottles of beer. Who hasn't done that on a family trip? Okay, we're going to count Fords and Chevys. Okay, who hasn't done that on a family trip?
Yeah, we also do the license plate game and all those silly things. I remember also the kids, are we there yet, when they were little, all those little comments.
Well, you've been good so far. Don't ruin it. Let's go. Why do we want to go on a family vacation? What's the motivation?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, so we just want to spend time together. I think that that's good. And when we're in our normal environment, sometimes we forget to connect in that way that being away from home allows us to do. And so I think it'd be really helpful for relationships. Because when we're home, we're off doing our own things or we have those demands of being in our house. And when we're not there, we have an opportunity to connect in a different way. I think that we get to go learn things, right? So by traveling, seeing something different, you get to learn about it. And I think that's really helpful to a person. And for our mental health, they say getting away from that routine that we have all the time and getting out and doing things differently actually can improve mental health. And so going on a vacation, whether it's small, short, not expensive, or the one where you put a whole bunch of money behind it and it's long, it doesn't matter. I think just being able to think about being on vacation, being away from your normal routine is just really invigorating for a person's mental health. And so that's why it's so important to do that.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, vacations are often lately with COVID and everything have taken a change and looking at planning that for that vacation. You know, it's a different new to all of us. Mm-hmm. How are we going to do this? And what risks are we taking? And how do we keep ourselves safe? And still at the same time, have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm Art Silva, along with my co-host, Brenda Geisinger, and our guest, licensed clinical therapist, Christy Spicer. And you're listening to When Things Aren't Going Well. Let me ask you this. How important is it, Christy, to plan a vacation?
It's really important. I think, you know, you got to think about where you're going to go. And so it should be a place that there's some interest in going to, right? So if you have a person who loves history, maybe you want to go out to DC and go to some museums out there. But if you have some people in your family or no one in your family is interested in history, like, why would you go there? Why not go somewhere else? Maybe you're more interested in nature. And so you might go to some place like the Black Hills or one of the other, you know, a national park or a state park and spend time there. And so also knowing the age groups that you're taking too is really important for the type of activities that might be available for you at the location that you're going to be.
Brendan, let me ask you, in forming your family vacations, did you have to take into account the different interests of your children?
I think it gives a more positive experience when you really touch base with everybody. And that's really because of my own experience growing up. We did a lot of traveling when I was younger, and we just drove for 12 hours, parked at a campground, and then we got up bright and early and drove another 12 hours. The back seat got pretty boring. So I think it's really important, like Christy said, to what is going to work for various people in the trip, what's going to be enjoyable for lots of people.
Well, Christy, I got to ask you, is it important now when you go on vacation with our younger kids to have cell phone access or internet access with their games and everything?
Well, I think that's a parenting decision, honestly, right? So, and so many things can be downloaded now if you do have individuals with you that need to have some screen time in order to help the situation go better. There's lots of options for that. But I think, you know, it is a time and an opportunity to be able to disconnect. And I think that that's really important too for us. Like, get away from some of that social media while you're on vacation, even if you can't do it completely. I know a lot of us can't for varying reasons. But how do you put that phone down a little bit more while you're away? Because that's going to help your mental health. It's going to help you feel, you know, a little disconnected from that normal routine. And hopefully you'll come back feeling rejuvenated and kind of ready to go back into your responsibilities that you have.
Well, and I think it also helps you just kind of be more in the present of what you're experiencing instead of still getting wrapped up on what you're trying to get a break from. And I know with kids, not having their cell phone may not be 100% option of putting it down because they will complain.
Mm-hmm.
And not having access to their friends, they think they're missing out. But like Christy said, having maybe some boundaries around it so you can really connect with each other and what you're experiencing. Making that memory.
Well, you know, we got mixed age group in our kids going out, older and a younger group. And I'll never forget with the younger kids, and I saw this in an ad on TV, and maybe you guys have seen it, the license plate that says P before we go.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have to plan that stuff out when you got younger kids. You know, it's an automatic, we're going to start here, we're going to go there. A long way is quite a journey. Mm-hmm. And I think pee before we go. It's a great ad. I can't remember who has it, but this went out there like that. And then when young kids, Christy, you get younger kids, older kids. How do you plan for that?
Yeah, I think, you know, making an opportunity to recognize that you might need to split up. So even if you're just, you know, a family going out that normally are living together and you do spend time together, there might be different interests. And it's okay to say, mom is, or one parent's going to go with this kid and they're going to go off and do this thing, whatever that is. But that there might be some others that are like, I'm not interested in that, or I just don't want to, or I'm not having a good day. And so it's okay to be able to divide up, and you don't have to do everything together the entire time.
Well, I got to tell you, you brought up a great memory, and it's of Disney World. And I remember my wife got the teacups. And little small rides. And my son and I had a chance to go on the little more thrilling rides. And she was okay with that. But you're right, split up, different interests. That's a great idea, you know. Mm-hmm. We've done it, don't even realize we did it. So we're coming up on our break. So continue to enjoy the dawn of another beautiful day. We'll be right back with more of When Things Aren't Going Well, right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ.
Let's face it, it happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva, along with Brenda Geisinger and our guest, Christy Spicer. So let's continue our discussion on family vacations. Christy, let me ask you this. Traveling with other families, what should you expect? Can that be a problem, or can it be a real pleasant experience?
I think it can be both. Yeah, so it can be a great time to connect with those different families and think about, you know, younger kids having playmates. They're not always around. Sometimes that can be real positive. But there's also then more people to manage, more interests to take into consideration. And so there can be some additional challenges. Also, just you're a bigger group. And so things might take longer than they normally would. It might take you 10 minutes to get out of the house normally from we're leaving to we're in the car, but when you have more people, it might actually take longer. And so you need to make sure that you're planning in some extra time so you don't get more stressed. Because sometimes we do have things on a schedule or a reservation or something like that. So just plan ahead for that time stuff. And then if you have the opportunity to kind of have some conversations about what people maybe want to do, or if there's budget concerns for families, different groups that might be a part of it, like try to get those things kind of worked out ahead of time. So then you kind of know that this might be built in, this might not. You know, I think about, you know, just being in the Black Hills, you know, you can rent UTVs and go out, but they can be really expensive to do that. And is that something that's in a person's budget or not? And probably standing in front of the rental agency is not when you should be having that conversation.
All right, a little planning there goes a long way. So, okay, guys, we're on the trip, ready to rock and roll. We're going on vacation. What's the first thing we got to do? Relax?
I would think so. You're on vacation. So figure out some ways to try to relax a little bit and, you know, do things that you enjoy. So, you know, when I was thinking about this, some people, like, they want their cup of coffee every morning. Right?
Little things like that. Yes.
Little things like that. Or they want to be able to get a book read or just need alone time. And so give yourself some opportunities to do those things that are going to help you feel good. I know some people think I'm on vacation, I'm not going to exercise. But if you're a person that exercise is important to, pack your exercise stuff, figure out how to build that into your schedule. Because if that's something that helps you handle things better, you need to still do that while you're on vacation.
How about finances in the planning process? Trying to fit a package that fits everybody and not putting another family feeling uncomfortable because of the budget.
Mm-hmm.
That's all part of planning.
Yeah.
But I think if you're close enough with people, I think you're all going to come up with the same level that we're going to do. We're not here to impress anybody.
Right.
We're here to enjoy ourselves and have a good vacation.
And that's a good opportunity to compromise, right? So, you know, some people might want to eat every meal out. Right. And that feels like vacation to them. Every meal they're going to eat out. But if you're looking at finances, you know, even eating breakfast in a hotel room or whatever your accommodations are can really lower a cost for yourself. And if that helps you kind of feel better about it, don't be afraid to say, nope, we're going to eat breakfast at our accommodations at least a few times, or we're going to pack lunches, or, you know, plan ahead for snacks, because snacks are really important to have on a trip. Snacks and drinks, should always have that in your car if you're out exploring, because you'll inevitably have someone who needs a drink, needs a snack, and is going to, I like to say, melt if they don't get it. And it's just not worth not having it. Right. So, you know, just little things like that can go a long way.
Also with the compromise, to not get so caught up on the agenda. Or the schedule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, at 9 o'clock we have to do this, and at 9:05 we have to be here. And so you're really vacationing to the clock versus vacationing for a purpose to have fun mm-hmm. or make a memory. So again, to the compromise, if something goes off schedule, that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, what are we going to do next? And let's talk about it and figure out the next step then.
We had a group of friends. We called it the Samurai Ski Club. And when I was back in Massachusetts, we would go up to the into Quebec, into Eastern Townships, and ski. And this would involve taking my family, so there's like a four there, and we had four other families. So we needed a huge farmhouse, and we needed at least three bathrooms. So we found it. And so we'd all caravan up to go skiing for the week, take the little ones, the kids varied in age. The kids that could ski, we put them in class, and the little ones did tobogganing. We brought a babysitter with us. So we did that. But I'm going back to Christy's thing on compromise. What we did on the meals for budget was every family took one turn cooking a meal. And things like turkey dinner, lasagna, they all come up. And then the last night, we planned all go out together with mm-hmm. the kids and everything and wrap up our vacation. But that's the communication and the compromise that comes along with, hey, we're all going to be together for a week, so let's make this work.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It was a lot of fun, and you didn't realize it until you got back, until you looked at the pictures. So how about memories of these vacations? You know, what do we do? How do we keep these memories?
Yeah, so I think, you know, take those pictures, right? So I always think it's a balance of how much time do you want to spend behind, you know, now we all take pictures with our phones pretty much, right? So how much time do you want to spend with that phone or that camera in your hand taking the picture of whatever it is that you're doing or seeing versus being in the moment? And I think each person has to kind of figure that out. But those pictures do really help you remember the fun time that you had and gives you an opportunity to create a scrapbook so that you can, you know, have those memories in a way that, you know, can kind of remember some things that maybe we would normally forget.
You ever look back at your pictures, Brenda?
Yeah, I think, you know, whether they come up on the Facebook, you have a memory mm-hmm. or in your phone, that's just one of the joys of just cherishing those special times. I think also when we're talking about vacations, I'm a big stay homecation lady. I like to be outside and working in my flowers. And when my kids were little, we would have camping in our backyard. You know, you only went in the house to use the restroom, but everything else was outside, the s'mores, the hot dogs. Like Christy said at the beginning, it doesn't have to be expensive. You don't have to go home or go far away from home. It's about creating that memory. You can have cheap, wonderful days. You can walk at the riverfront for a day and then go to Dorothy Pico, and that can be a vacation mm-hmm. for a family.
You bring up so many of the greater qualities of life we have here. With those type of things to go and participate in the walks and stuff. And staycations are becoming more and more popular because of the cost going off and for some people, the safety issue being in crowds. So I think, and plus you get the peace of mind to get a chance to relax from the stress of the week and really one-on-one relationships with your kids. That sounds like fun. It's your imagination going, your curiosity going. So that's really cool. Thank mm-hmm. you for sharing that. Christy, did you ever have a vacation that didn't go well?
I think we've all had vacations that you kind of went, whoa, well, that was something, right?
You know what? I can tell you what a vacation went well. When you get back and my kids say, man, Dad didn't lose it this vacation.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a good one.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and I think like we get to define what good and bad is with vacations too. And I think even if you get home and going, oh my gosh, that was something, right? Like take that time to really think through like what were the things that you got to do, because my guess is that everyone can find something that was good about it, right? Whether it was just we got away, I got to see something, I got to connect with someone I was traveling with, whether it's a partner or a child or some other family member or friend that's on the trip with us. You know, I think that there's always a positive to those trips. And I think it's just important to take the time to kind of think about that. And so I think that's really helpful.
Well, for those of you out there in our listening area, you know, Christy does vacation planning. So if you don't want to give her a call, she'll guarantee the weather and everything for you, where you're going. So.
I'm not necessarily the best.
You're not going to drive the bus. But what about weather? That's one thing we can never plan on. You just have to have a plan to go with the bad weather plan. You know,
yeah.
I know that when I was going around in New England, if it rained, the bowling alleys were packed. There's nothing else to do. You couldn't go to the beach mm-hmm. or anything. So It's all what you make it. So, yeah. Well, we're coming up to the end of our show for this week. We want to leave you with a little humor for your mental wellness. So here's our weekly joke. This is the first year that I had to cancel our family vacation to Europe because of COVID. Otherwise, every year we had to cancel because of money. Thank you, Brenda, Christy, and also thanks to our listening audience. Shout out to Rivercade Exec Director Phil Clays, and also to the Parade Grand Marshals Diana and Russ Woolley. Another great parade. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 1360 AM 949 FM KSCJ when we will welcome Family Services Therapist Stacey Modell Norton and discuss sports and mental wellness. Don't forget to do your homework this week and go out and have a good laugh. It's good for the soul. Have a great week and may the sun shine on you.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org. Or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.